Sacha Trumai Parak Yud Mishnah Yidav Rabbi Yossi Omer Kohen Ishlokim and Ratrodim Asurim Yipnei Shein Noifin and Ekotam. Rabbi Yossi said, any permitted food that is thoroughly cooked together with beef, than a truma or klayakar, the permitted food item would become awesome because beets give flavor. When you cook a different vegetable with beets, the beets will give flavor to the other vegetable. So therefore, the other vegetable would have absorbed flavor from beets that are truma or klayakarim, and the other vegetable would become awesome. In the case where the beets are truma, the other vegetable would be forbidden to a non-kohen. And in the case where the beets are klayakarim, the other vegetable would be forbidden to everybody. Now, if you argue with the Tana of the previous Mishnah, in the previous Mishnah, the Tana says that any type of forbidden vegetable that is pickled together with a permitted vegetable, the forbidden vegetable would not give flavor to the permitted vegetable unless the forbidden vegetable was chassid, such as onions or garlic. In such a case, it would give flavor. But otherwise, it would not give flavor. But that kind of holds. Only when you pickle a vegetable of Isser would it not give flavor to the vegetable of Heter. But if you cook the vegetable that is forbidden together with the permitted vegetable, that kind of would hold that the forbidden vegetable would give flavor to the permitted vegetable. But Rabbi Yossi argued with that kind of. According to Rabbi Yossi, even if you cook the forbidden vegetable together with the permitted vegetable, it would not give flavor, with the exception of beef. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Krusha Sakya, Mkrusha Bao Asur, Mipnesha Huboy Le. Rabbi Shimon said, when you cook permitted cabbage that grew in a field that did not get enough rainwater and had to be irrigated, together with cabbage or truma that grew in a field that did get enough rainwater and did not have to be irrigated, the permitted cabbage would become forbidden to a non-kohen because it would absorb flavor from the cabbage of truma. And even though normally when you cook two of the same types of food items together, not as much flavor would be given from one item to the other, but in this case, the permitted cabbage is very dry and would absorb a lot of flavor from the cabbage of truma and therefore would be forbidden. And certainly if you cook two different types of food items together, the forbidden food item would give flavor to the permitted food item and the permitted food item would become awesome. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kamis Bashan Zem, Zem Mutarim, Ella Im Habach. Rabbi Yehuda said, anytime you cook two different types of food items together, and one of the food items is forbidden, it would not cause the other permitted food item to become forbidden, as one would not give flavor to the other, with the exception of meat. If you cook forbidden meat together with a permitted food item, the meat would give flavor to the permitted food item and cause it to become other, as meat gives a very strong flavor. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said, liver that is forbidden that is cooked with a permitted food item would cause the permitted food item to become awesome, as liver discharges a lot of flavor, since liver is constantly discharging blood, and that flavor would get absorbed into the permitted food item, causing it to become awesome. But permitted liver that is cooked with a forbidden food item, the liver would remain permitted. It would not absorb any flavor from the forbidden food item. Because the liver is so busy discharging its blood, it will not absorb anything else. So therefore, even though the liver is cooked with a forbidden food item, the liver will not absorb any flavor from that forbidden food item and will remain permitted. An egg that is cooked with forbidden spices, the spices are truma or orla or klayakar, the egg would become forbidden from those spices. And even the yellow part of the egg would be forbidden, and the egg would absorb those spices all the way into the yellow part, and therefore the entire egg becomes forbidden. Meish lakos and make vashen shal truma asurim lazar. Water that is used to cook or to pickle truma, that water is forbidden to non-kohanim, as the water absorbs the flavor from the truma and therefore would be forbidden to anybody but a kohen.